It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
I have no truck with people who have no trucks.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
You have no truck? Why not?
I need to start by saying that what I just said is completely untrue, because I have many dealings with people who have no trucks. Many of my friends do not have trucks, but I was trying to play around with this have no truck and no trucks. Is this an expression you ever used to have no truck?
Not really. I've seen it written, but it's not something I would say.
And I think that's true for me as well, that it's I would recognize it if I saw it. But I was in a conversation with a friend who used it and said, I have no truck with that. With him, actually, is what she said. And then she pulled up short because she was talking to me. And she looked at me and she said, where does that come from, to have no truck with? And I said, I have no idea, but let me go find out. You will not be surprised to learn that the truck in have no truck with is different from the truck that drives around. So have no truck with, that truck means business, dealings, interactions. So if you have no truck with someone, you don't interact with them. It comes from an old French word, troquer or troc. The verb meant to exchange one thing for another. So to have truck was to have exchange, to have barter with someone. And then it generalized to mean to have relationships, business with someone. Now, you can say that you have truck with someone or something, but much more often we say have no truck with.
Yeah. And that's what I would think of as, Mr., I would have no truck with you.
Exactly. And when I looked it up, you'll see people saying, I would have no truck with you, or no truck with those kinds of people, or no truck with anti-Semitism, or no truck with political correctness was one of the ones I found. So that's where you're seeing no truck with. Then you have trucks.
Yes, the way, we do.
The way we think about trucks. That goes back to a Latin word for an iron hoop. When it first comes into English, it refers to a wheel, that was a truck, and then comes to refer to what sounds to me like a wagon. So it's got wheels, and it's for carrying around heavy things. And once those become motorized, you get trucks which carry around heavy things. In the 19th century, it becomes a verb, like to truck things around. Mm-hmm. And you'll still hear things like the produce was trucked in.
Yeah.
From...
I think that's common.
Yeah. And then we have an expression like keep on trucking.
Oh, yes. Mr. Natural told us to do that back in the 1960s.
And the 1960s is when we see the expression, which is a U.S. expression, keep on trucking. And it increases from the 1960s, sort of plateaus in the 80s. And then for whatever reason, it is absolutely taking off right now. When I looked in Google Books, it is twice as common in 2008 as it was in 1990.
Everything old is new again.
And we're just trucking along.
Works for me. Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.